It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Uncle Peter and Aunt Pearl.
Arthur, you're looking well.
Thank you. Oh, Aunt Pearl, may I say you're looking young every day. Doesn't Aunt Pearl look wonderful, darling?
Friday night.
That's great. Arthur, I don't think we've had the pleasure of meeting this young woman. Would you introduce us?
Oh, that's stupid of me. Princess Gloria, may I introduce my aunt and uncle, Peter and Pearl Barr?
How are you? Princess? Did you say Princess Arthur?
Yes, yes. There's a very small country in the West Indies. I mean, small.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah. It's terribly small. Tiny little country. Rhode Island could beat the crap out of it in a war. That's how small it is.
Small?
Very little. It's 85 cents in a cab from one end of the country to the other. I'm talking small.
We understand it's small, Arthur.
They recently had the whole country carpeted. This is not a big place.
We understand that it's small, Arthur, and we also understand that you are very drunk. So why don't we meet again when you're sober?
Yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Grow up, Arthur. You'd make a fine adult.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You haven't got 50 pairs of short pants hanging in your closet.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
I don't know why I love you like I do.
You know what pisses me off?
Everything.
Apparently.
Yep.
A beautiful Monday.
Yes. Lovely.
Bring me rain on Monday. Bring me torrential, nonstop rain. I do not care for these bright, sunny days. I do not care for local weather Fs telling me after saying yesterday was going to be beautiful when it wasn't.
No.
I don't like them coming and go, and a spectacular Monday. That's great if you're a bartender. If you're a bartender or somebody else
waiter,
that might do
waitress,
that.
Yes.
Landscaper.
People that maybe revere Mondays because they're the only people that have the
security
day off on Monday. I don't like Mondays that are sunny.
You don't like Mondays.
I don't know. I like rainy days. But, you know,
what about
what
rainy days and Mondays?
That's the song title, and it's
right.
Wrong.
It was bringing
rainy
you down.
Days on Mondays
always
make put me in a great mood.
A lot of barbers take Mondays off.
That and watching executions.
Barbers take... Yeah, no, I want to clear that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a lot of comments
because,
about that.
Yeah, well, that was also quoted.
Yeah, well, it was a joke.
Excuse me, I want to clarify it.
Right.
Only of Nazis.
That's right.
Thank you. Welcome
well,
to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Questions.
It is Monday, June 2nd, 2008.
Right.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. This is our phone number. Call us, because we basically don't have anything to talk about after a very, very evil weekend. I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Buzz looked at me and with a look of concern on
what?
His face. No, there's a lot to talk about, Buzz.
I thought so.
Lots to talk about. Ball games, movies,
yeah.
Lots of activity over
anger
the weekend.
Anger management.
Anger management. I could use that.
I brought up the website.
Yes. Oh, the website. Very good.
Yeah. Do you have an anger problem?
Here is the number to call, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O-W-J-F-K and send your emails to O'Mara at WJFK.com. Coming up on today's show, we will have a major announcement.
Yay.
That's all I'm going to say. Not going to give anything more than that.
But we will clap.
Lots of great prizes on the show today. We'll have a $50 gift card to Capital City Brewing Company.
Nice.
There are tickets to see Tom Petty, your guy.
All right. Oh, I'll see you there.
Carla's a fan, I found out over the weekend.
That's very cool. We're going to be at the concert.
You're going to go to the show?
We are indeed.
You got good tickets?
Yeah, I already got them.
Oh, good for you.
All
okay.
Set.
Did you
and
pay?
You probably
you
got
know.
Them free.
Did you get him free?
I did.
Oh, I was right.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, he plans. See, he's a planner.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a planner. I decided that I was going to go to the Orioles game. About probably 9 o'clock on Saturday night.
You are a will-of-the-wisp.
I will-of-the-wisp 100%, and I decided I would go to the game. Incidentally, let me introduce, we've got Buzz Burbank here,
hi.
Rob Spiewak here.
How do?
Beth Ann McBride here. You want to say hello?
Hello.
Okay, you were silent over
she
there.
She wanted a special invitation.
And okay, you know what it should have been? We got Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah, hi.
We got Ralph Seawack there.
Hello.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yes.
Here she is.
Ado. Like this.
Beth Ann McBride and McBride right
you.
Here.
All
ladies
right.
and gentlemen on
Thank
the
you.
Big show. A few program notes.
Yes.
Many of you may have listened to this fabulous feast on Friday afternoon. I'd like to clear a few things up. First of all, did we have a good show on Friday? We were here, right?
I hear that we had a good show.
We had a very good show.
That's uh-huh. great.
For those of you that may have heard Friday's show and you say to yourself, wow.
Wow.
Now that's radio. Well, that cannot be duplicated every day because we would all be in a clinic somewhere.
Be dead.
We'd be dead.
So but I
dead.
Have some wonderful, wonderful news that I think you might all be very, very happy to hear.
I'm sure. Say.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the major announcement, but I do want to give you a program note that goes like this. In this country of ours, as we see gas prices every day going up by tens of cents, 10, 20, 25, 35, 45, 50, and as we see our home values coming down,
yes.
as we all seem to be working harder and harder for less and less, it has come to me from my superiors that we need something special. We need something to take you away from that toil, take you away
An
from
escape.
That misery. Something where you will really, really forget your troubles.
A way to give back?
A way to give back. Yes, you okay? You want to clear that? What was that?
Everything's fine.
Oh, it's God, Ron, you got like a sweater there.
Sorry about that. Look, it's a muffler.
I was asked by my supervisor.
Yes.
CK. I was asked in an email. He confirmed it earlier today. He said, listen, what you did on Friday was so wonderful, was so incredible.
Heroic, really.
So heroic.
Yes. yes.
As far as programming is concerned, I want you to continue to do it. So I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you.
Did you reply with, what did I do?
Yes. I said, I'm sorry. I thought that's what I had to say to
yeah,
everybody.
Right. Seems right.
What he said to me was, I'm not playing this. It's not appropriate.
I liked it.
I liked it, too.
Thank Worked you. I'm glad me. You did. Enjoy it. But I should say that we are going to bring back our Friday happy hours. We're going to be doing them. It might not start at 4 o'clock, but it's going to start maybe about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That's three. No, it's not going to be 3 o'clock.
2:50.
We are going to have them now. Every single Friday. Uh-huh. And that's because we have so much fun.
And vodka.
And, you know, here's the point. Look, I'm not going to make any. I'm late in the game in my radio career, okay? As far as this game is concerned, this is a young man's racket unless you're Imus. And I am not going to be the Crypt Keeper.
Okay.
I will not be working until I'm 65.
Good for
so
you, Mike.
48.
I don't know
soon,
if you will or not.
Very, very soon to be 49. 1 year shy of the big 5-0. That's old.
Are you
that's
saying
old no matter who you are. That's,
oh,
that's plain damn old.
Oh, you're a kid.
Do you want to drop the date of your birthday?
I think I'd like to go around the room. Do you know the date?
I know it's about 3 weeks away. June 22nd, is that
yes,
right?
Very exactly
good.
Right.
Yes, Buzz.
Yeah. Gee, do we have any plans for it yet, Beth Ann?
You know it.
The banner's going to look great over there.
Yes. What happened to the old banner?
So we can reuse it.
I yeah, think we had can. It. Did we have it in Rockville? Didn't we have it in Rockville?
I smoked it.
You know, I bought that with my own money.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. When's yours, incidentally? When is yours?
February.
Oh, February.
And you ask me all
that's
the time.
That's such a perfect time for your birthday. It's such a gloomy month.
The Ice Princess.
It'll be
it's
perfect.
It's so cold.
But we're going to be doing that. And can we get Timmy Obibene on the line, Rob? Can
sure,
we,
of course.
Because CK said, who do you want to have? I said, we had a great time with Big O and Dukes.
Right, of course.
We can't repeat that every week because, no. You know, I know those boys would do it every week, but it would kill them, and it would, more importantly, it would kill me.
Yes, we can't keep up with
but them. I said, you know, not only will we bring luminaries from the world of show,
mm-hmm.
but we'll bring people that that work here on our own studios.
To cocktail with us.
And Timmy Obione, known as the Nigerian Nightmare, is a good guy.
Rotimi.
WJFK.
Yes, Colette Mike O'Mara down in Studio B.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm wondering if you could transfer me to the wonderful Timmy Obibene.
Sure, hopefully.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
For your birthday. It's just a gloomy month.
Look at you.
Oh, there you are on the radio,
there you are,
Mike.
Saying nice things to me.
Why don't we have, like, another line that's on? Oh, that's the line. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wow. Happy Monday.
How you doing?
Cobweb.
How you doing?
Cobwebs. Now, Timmy should answer because he's always
he's
here.
He's working.
Calling Rotimi Obibene.
Rotimi.
Says Timmy.
Hi, Timmy.
What's happening, Mike?
It's
What's
me
going on?
Down in Studio B. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Timmy, did you get a chance to listen to Friday's show when we had the happy hour?
That was a phenomenal show, man. I tried to come down because somebody told me there was Grey Goose downstairs.
Yes.
So I tried to come down, but you know I couldn't find any.
Timmy, I've got pretty incredible news for you. Okay,
what you got?
Well, the show was so incredibly successful on Friday, and it was received so beautifully by not only the peoples, the great unwashed, but it was also received well by WJFK management.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good thing.
It was received so well that they have asked me to not only do that on a monthly basis, they want it weekly. They want Fridays around here about 4:30, 5 o'clock to be, you know, the bar is open and the happy hour show.
And let it begin.
And Timmy, they say, and the first thing CK said to me was, "What about guests?" And I said, "What about guests?" I said, "I've got many, many people I'd love to have come down and visit, but I don't think we should confine it to people in the world of show. We should have coworkers." And Timmy, the very first guest that I would like to invite to our fabulous cocktail party Friday will be Timmy the Nigerian Nightmare Obibene.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Hey, happy to be here again.
Are you available? Are you available for Friday's show? Are you like heading back to Nigeria?
I'm here, man.
Okay, very good. And Timmy, here's the best part.
And perhaps the most important part.
This is probably the most important part, too.
What is it?
We're going to need you to invite some friends.
Oh, really?
Yes. You're kind of friends to me. Do you think in a whole week you can make that happen?
I'll give it a shot. A lot of them are like professionals, like lawyers and, you know, things like
see?
That.
Professionals.
We're talking about late Friday, yes. Toward the end of the workday on Friday.
I'll give it a shot, man. You got it.
I wonder how everything's going in your law office. My name is Timmy Obibene. I'm looking forward to having a happy hour with Gregus. Fun in Mike's studio B.
Wow, that sounds like an echo.
Yes, a little bit of an echo. Yes, you're listening to yourself there.
Timmy, this can be, you can bring your buddies to your male friends as well, your female friends. I will cut it off at two people.
All right,
one,
you got
bring minimum of two, and you know, if you can't bring anybody, just you would be fine.
But I know, Timmy, you know a lot of professionals, blonde lawyers, blonde accountants.
So you are invited to the second, well, actually technically the third, official happy hour show this coming Friday. All gets rolling. I would get down here about 4:30.
4:30?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
that's
4:30.
All right.
Sounds right.
Awesome, man. You got it, man. Hey, I appreciate it. I want to get my Advil and vitamin B12 ready.
Very good. I'm on it right now. Thank you, Timmy. We'll see you Friday.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Bye. That's Timmy Obibene, ladies and gentlemen.
One more thing we're going to need.
What's that?
A substance abuse counselor.
No. We also said that we are going to have this in association with Sober Ride. The people that provide rides home.
Smart.
So we're not, we're not exactly having people come down here and then immediately,
Right.
We all got rides home the other night. We're all really cool about that. And this thing's going to grow hair. I'm very, very excited about
this.
Ms. McBride is looking forward to this. You found it very entertaining.
It was funny.
You who are basically chronically sober, you found that to be pretty interesting
stuff. Well,
someone
had to be.
What's that? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well,
you're the only one who said
it.
A bad word.
What do you mean?
That's true.
Yeah, you said the F word.
I know.
Yeah, you
Sorry.
Did. You let it slip. Jeez. You let it slide.
I wasn't as comfortable as
if
you guys.
If you wouldn't use that language all the time, that would be less likely to happen
true,
on the air.
That's true, Bethann. It's really sad.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did have a nice weekend.
What did you do? I never ask you what you do on the
I don't
weekend.
Do anything.
Really?
I really don't.
Did you get your apartment straight?
Mm-hmm. Vacuum, clean, did my
bedroom,
laundry.
One bedroom, two bedroom, or efficiency?
One bedroom.
One bedroom.
How many square feet?
736.
That's
tiny.
Nice.
A little. That's all I need, Mike. It's all I need.
Really?
Did you clean your bathroom?
Yes, I did.
You helped assure me I wasn't fired.
Yes, I did. Yeah. But I got a panic call from Buzz on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tell me about this.
Well, I was in
Buzz
the movies.
Buzz thought he was fired?
Yeah, he thought he was fired.
Oh, about the thing on Friday?
Well, no, and that and the fact that I couldn't access my CBS email on Saturday.
Or his
but
Buzz
was it about the
account.
Thing on Friday that I heard about late at night on Friday that I can't talk about?
No.
Let me. I'll write it down. I'll put it down.
I don't
for
think okay. so. I don't know anything about that.
This is what I heard about.
Well, see, Buzz was just locked out of all of his CBS accounts.
Yeah,
like
a
his
big
passwords
thing.
Weren't working.
I just couldn't.
And he was sure he.
Can you believe that?
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
no.
I just couldn't get my email on Saturday.
Well, then, but why did you? So you thought you were fired immediately?
Well, the corporation had cut me off. I couldn't access any of the CBS accounts or even the Buzz Babes account,
which is on the MySpace. So just that you couldn't get with. Both of them. There was something wrong.
Yeah. Was he panicked, though, when he called you?
Bethann, this is... Yes.
Like Buzz
he
is
was
panicky
very panicked.
Calls.
A lot of people, when they get uptight, their voices get higher. Buzz just stammers more. His voice still stays stentorian and announcer-like. Bah, bah, bah.
Listen, Bethann, I'm kind of concerned. I tried to access the website.
Am I fired?
At what happened? Please tell me, do I... Is there a position for me at WJFK? I need to know that right now. You're more than a... I think they'd at least let me know.
I thought they'd let you know, too, but we had a wild Friday night, and I just didn't know. And then when I couldn't get into the corporate account anymore, I thought...
His first thought was he'd been fired.
They've locked me out.
Outside of Bethann, with you three, I'm talking to Rob and Buzz right now and me, how many of you guys woke up just slightly paranoid on Saturday?
Not me.
Because I did.
Did you really?
Yes.
About what you might have said?
Yes. Yeah, and maybe, then when I read the quote,
maybe a touch.
And I'd really like to, you know, seriously
address
that. I don't really watch executions to relax. Have I seen them on the internet? Yes. Was I joking about that?
Sure.
Yes. And then there it is, you know, thank you, Dave, DCR TV Dave, puts it in there as a quote. You know, the most evil thing I've said in an
ever,
entire...
maybe.
I swear to God.
It was kind of funny.
It was, yes, it was funny. It was funny. I shouldn't be worried about things
That's
like
true.
That.
No, you're fine.
I shouldn't concern myself with those things. But seeing it in print, it was so evil.
It makes it a lot darker, doesn't it?
It makes it much darker. And I thought it was plenty dark when I said it.
Yeah.
I thought it was plenty evil. And that's, of course, the reason I was showing off.
Right.
That's why I said
it. Had your friends here.
Yes. It was very, very show-offy the way I said that. So it was very, very difficult. So.
I regret that my children messed up my evening and I couldn't stay and play with you guys.
Well, next time. But no, I'm not. I don't want to do the 10 o'clock again. I don't want to do that.
Maybe one time.
I don't
time
have that kind of work ethic.
Somewhere down the road, maybe once more.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
Wait a minute.
Get CK down here.
Once more. We have
I think
to
he might have
number.
A sometime.
He
might have
number?
A. I mean, Chris, you're listening. Come here.
Come here, Chris, because I want to find out if he's got an ulterior motive. If he's what?
Oh,
excuse me.
I just got an IM from CK that says that Buzz called him to ask if he was fired.
Oh, that's true.
I just got an evil thought, CK. Is this an ulterior motive that you want us to stay on till 10 every single Friday?
It's not, but now that you mention it, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe just 8:30. Can we do 8:30?
Every now and then.
Occasionally it'll be a lot of fun, yes. Yeah. Because really, when I'm sober, I don't have that kind of work ethic. You know that.
I sat there in my condo until 10:34 listening to the show on Friday night.
That's how long we were on.
Did we go later than 10?
10:34, I believe, was that. And I was in bed at 10:35.
Well, that's 10 o'clock with the delay.
I was really unaware. See, I thought it was 10 o'clock. No, about 10:30, we headed out of there.
I thought you had to play Love Line.
We played it.
Oh, sorry.
That was very McBridian, by the way.
Incidentally, you know, as I was driven home, driven home on Friday, right. listening to the car radio, and it's Monday. Okay, happy boy. I haven't begun to start on you yet.
I look forward to that.
I know you do.
What a fun trip this will be.
Love Lines, I think, really works when you have a few toddies.
Mm-hmm. Love Line is a great show.
It's
but
a great
it's definitely
show.
Better when you're drunk or other things in Buzz's case. Probably.
It's big fun. All right.
And how about the young happening Chris staying in his apartment till 10:30 listening to the radio?
Oh, here's what's sad.
He had his party down in Atlantic City.
That's true. He was still recovering.
When I called him Saturday to ask him, was I fired?
You called him too?
Yeah.
He thought he was fired.
Jesus Christ. How paranoid were you?
Well, you were asking, was I paranoid Saturday morning? Not so much until I couldn't open my email and then a lot more so. But when I called Chris on Saturday, we'd had a thunderstorm, and Chris said, that's okay, I can talk for a few minutes because the power's out in my apartment and I have nothing to do.
So that made you, that make you feel worse?
Better and worse.
Buzz was very apologetic, and I said, Buzz, seriously, I'm sitting here reading a magazine by the light coming through my window because I have no candles or power or anything. So I was very happy. We chatted for like 30 minutes.
Did you consider coming to the station? You live close enough to see if your key card had been activated?
No.
No,
they're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
So it didn't get to that level.
Hadn't gotten to that point yet, and I had other commitments that I had to also look at.
Why would you think that you were in trouble?
Because I couldn't remember if perhaps I'd said something or done something.
The union called.
So you were parent.
This is what I request.
Mm-hmm. This is like the discussion about sex. I thought about our dispute, how I called you a liar, and I apologize for that. That was the alcohol talking. More of that to come this coming Friday between 4:30 and 5. Listen to Happy Hour on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
But really, that's the whole thing. I said, were you paranoid? You were 20 times more paranoid than I was.
You said when I woke up Saturday morning, was I paranoid? The answer then was no. But that afternoon, when I seemed to be locked out of the corporation,
then
I thought, perhaps, maybe.
I was completely paranoid until I got emails from CK and Michael Hughes that were both very positive about what we had done. I didn't know, you know.
You didn't take them as sarcastic?
I'll tell you, if we had been on the air,
Great job.
Way to go.
We're all very excited.
If we had been on the air for 1.5 hour longer, it would have been T-R-O-U-B-L-E. We would have been in, I would have been in trouble.
We stopped just in time, I think.
You know, first of all.
What direction was it heading?
Yeah. Oh, look, I can't speak for Chad Dukes, who, you know, has a little one of those nuclear generators in his stomach where he can go till 5 a.m. And he isn't necessarily all about the booze like Oscar was.
Right. Yeah.
It would have been me. Here's exactly what would have happened. You would have had Chad saying some very mean things. Then I would have laughed hysterically and waited. Then Oscar would have slurred, and then I would have said something just that I couldn't take back, and it would be horrible. And it probably would be to someone who was very sensitive.
We stopped just short of that.
We were so close. You have no idea how close we were. So it'll just, you know, I know how to pace it now. I'm an experienced professional. I think it's going to go great. I think it's going
to
go great.
Tune in and find out.
Sure hope so. Let's go to Maria. Maria, where is Waterford?
Near Leesburg, Virginia.
Are you the Maria that calls all the time?
Yes, yes. Listen, I just want to say, you are literally knocking it out of the park. The show is amazing.
Maria, this is the same Maria who called the first week I was on. And
I called the first day you were on to tell you I bought an MP3 iPod type thing so I could listen to you while I worked out.
Hitting it out of the park. That's very kind of you to say that, Maria. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for entertaining us.
And you enjoy the happy hour Fridays.
You loved it. Couldn't listen till 10, but loved it.
You're going to hear more of that. Here's one of the culprits from Friday's show. Cool. He has been on the air since Friday until right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Dukes. Hey. Happy Monday, Chad.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
How are you?
Tough Monday today.
Really?
How come? I got yelled at all weekend for staying at work all night by my girlfriend.
Oh really?
Yeah. She's distraught.
So somebody had a rough day.
Well, I called.
You got the feedback from the powers that be as well, though. So I mean, professionally, it was a good Saturday morning.
Had you a commitment with her that you didn't keep because you stayed on the air?
It was her birthday too. Right?
Yeah, the Sunday was her birthday. No, what happened was, Mike, see, you stopped drinking, and you were completely sober.
Right.
So I continued to drink. So I called right around 10 and said, "Come get me, come." And so she drives up, and we went for another, I was told, 40 minutes. So she was just sitting in the parking lot for 40 minutes waiting to drive me home.
So was that all weekend long punishment?
Yeah. And I may have cursed her out all the way from here home, saying, I got to be on the air with my favorite radio star.
I have now imbibed with you enough to know that I would not classify you as an angry drunk.
Oh, I don't say that.
You're an edgy drunk.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are an edgy drunk.
That's good.
And
Buzz is a horny drunk.
But you know, I can categorize everybody. Mm-hmm. I do not slur my words. Right. I really don't. No. Some might disagree on Friday. In fact, I'd like to hear if I was. I really wasn't.
You very seldom do.
What I do is I'm speaking perfectly clearly, like I haven't had anything to drink, and then I will say something like, you know, why don't you just crawl under your rock and die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll say it seriously, and I'll look the person right in the eye.
But so clearly.
Now, meanwhile, your partner in crime.
Yeah.
Loses complete control of his motor mouth faculties. He was doing the thing with, welcome back to the Big Horn Duke Show.
He's a big girl, man. I mean, like, he likes shopping. He drinks Diet Jack and Cokes.
He brought the Grey Goose, though. We got to give him a little credit for that. That was the beginning and the end.
That's pretty good, though.
So are we saying monthly, though, Mike?
You know, yeah, I think you guys can pop in monthly. I think I don't want to do 10 o'clock every month.
Right.
What I want to do is I want to do 7 o'clock, and then we can maybe pick a location.
Oh, a watering hole.
Yes, because I told CK already that I want to get a sponsor, you know, some wheels, because we just can't do that.
Right.
Because really, you know, to be honest with you, we just can't do that.
No.
I'm not going to elaborate on that one little bit. No, I'd say monthly. I'd say monthly would be a fine idea.
Right. I think it's great. And maybe a place that doesn't charge us full price.
I think that would be something we'd need to negotiate. That would be a very good idea. I'm sorry you had to pay for that all weekend long.
Oh, don't worry about it. It was a great time. It was well worth it. Did you guys hear Beth Ann's new show idea? It's called CSI. She's going to put it on a network.
He's mad at me.
Crime scene investigation.
Because I was listening to my favorite midday show, and their favorite segment is the, what's it called?
The Snacks of the Round Table.
Yes.
And they have this guy on that was great. And do you remember my favorite show on the weekend used to be the Snack and Soda Show?
Yes, I remember
snack
that.
Snack and Soda.
Right.
Whatever happened to them?
They didn't want to. It was canceled.
One of their listeners killed them.
Weren't they a little great demanding? Too?
One killed
didn't
both.
They,
right?
they were kind of divas. I heard
Bunch
they were real divas. Yeah.
Well, I missed the show.
Okay.
So I heard this guy on the next to the round table. I go, oh my God, this guy is good.
Oh, you're talking about the guy you heard on Friday.
Right.
All right.
So
now,
I went running downstairs and I grabbed him. I said, would you be interested in doing a show for free on the weekend?
Oh,
so I got his
God,
name.
God, you're so playing into it. I have to talk to all of you guys about this giving away crap.
This is not how radio works.
It is not how radio works. I swear to God. I know. Look, I am having more fun at 48 years of age than I've ever had in my life. But honest to God, there comes a, we cannot give this crap away anymore. And you can't, you act as though seriously that somehow CBS is related, that, you know, that CBS was born from your, you know, uterus.
Yes, okay.
Oh, Beth Ann's uterus anyway. Making an appearance at only 24 minutes into the program.
But here's the deal. Yeah. Beth Ann will say, I mean, you're acting like money, like it's your own money.
I know. Are you, the way they train me.
Are you going? Are you going for like corporate?
No, I'm not.
You're really?
I'm going for good radio.
Good radio. Also, you don't get, grab a guy. Would you do a show for free?
I know. He was good, and I was caught up in the moment.
But that
I
guy on a show called CSI, what is he going to be? The one they examine?
No. See, the point. Chad
I mean,
is
I'm the first
to make...
one to say I like weekend programming. I like it as a farm system for you know this radio station. Uh-huh. But also, you know, I mean, there's got to be this is a product here.
I know.
And if we devalue it, I mean, you're not going to, you know, it's just going to be continual exploitation. I am not for that.
I get what you're saying. I never looked at it that way, but they let us do a weekend show in Arizona for free for 8 months and never got it sponsored.
They let you.
Never put two and two together.
Look, you love radio,
yes.
And there's nothing wrong with loving radio. And if you're, hey, you know, if you got an idea that you want to float something, like you're doing a little trial balloon, that's a different story. When you're talking about a regular show, right. And I... As much as, now remember, you're hearing me say this right now, much as I hate to say it.
Remember this, folks.
Even the Joe show.
Oh, wow. What?
I mean, really, I mean, if they're keeping him,
yes.
You know, if he's got a little following and they're you know,
seems
fine.
To be.
Or at least, or on these free shows, give you some advertising. You know, give you a block where you're able to sell it. Now, they're probably getting pissed off at me for saying this, but if we're going to put this crap on the weekend, then there ought to be a value to it.
I agree.
You know, that's just my opinion.
Anyway.
Here.
Wasn't my idea.
Bully.
Bully.
Give the governor a round.
Answer to your question.
Yes, Mike.
Chad, Oscar, once a month.
Excellent.
I will prepare. Please. I will prepare for it. Make a note of that, Beth Ann, that we will be doing that.
And the podcast of the Drunk Show, which is what we've been calling it, on WJFK.com, if anybody didn't get a chance. Because it wasn't on the stream.
A lot of people have asked about
it. People that hear that, I'd like to know whether I was indeed slurring. I'm not sure.
There's the proof.
Really, nobody in
you
here.
You seldom do.
Well, rarely, but when it, you know, it happens occasionally. Usually it's very late.
If I get to the point where I'm slurring, call a medic.
Yeah, it's scary. It's very, very
there
scary.
There will be a fall.
It was interesting. And we had all sorts of, you know, all the opinions were free-flowing.
Yes.
And, I just think whoever is manning the delay on that particular show, I want skill. I want skill and creativity.
Precision.
Really, we get to a point, and I think we all got to a point on that show on Friday, and our jobs are no longer in our own control.
Yeah, it's far from our minds.
We're just doing our thing.
It's like being on an airplane. You got to depend on the pilot.
Is there anything more fun? Was there anything more fun than that?
The blast, man.
I mean, I really, as much as I hate to say it, because, you know, I like to make fun of your incredible work ethic, you know, we really were having a good time. When we left, I could have gone till 2 o'clock in the morning. He was talking about going till dawn.
Yeah.
At one point, you turned to me and went, 5 a.m. 5 a.m. You go to 5 a.m. No problem at all.
At one point, the booze starts working against you, though.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Yes,
that would have been an issue.
At only one point.
I think really, we signed off at what, about 10:24 something like that.
It was like 10:30, I think.
10:30.
I think CK said 10:34.
I think we probably should have signed off at about 9:30.
That probably would have been.
That would have been a better show.
About 10.
About 10.
Were you diminishing the product again?
Well, you know. When I started not coming in to the studio during breaks, you know, I'm just wandering.
That happens
what
during this
doing
show occasionally.
When you're wandering.
Okay, I have never been late.
I'm kidding.
I'm not like this guy over
here.
Oh,
I know. Well, I got him a timer. He's better now.
He's done very
much
well.
Very good.
Remember when Crike Stomera lit up a cigarette right in the middle of the studio?
Moi?
No, that guy named Crike.
Oh, yes, Crike, that guy that came in. Yes. That was very, very obnoxious.
That was awful.
Doesn't he realize what damage that smoke could do to the equipment?
Doesn't he realize?
And himself.
And himself, yeah. Absolutely. What's the point? That you know, Crike has gone out and gotten a trainer.
That's right.
What's the point of having a
trainer named Crete?
What's the point of having a trainer? There's no point in that whatsoever. He's dangerously overweight.
Yeah, morbidly.
Smoking. drinking cigarettes could kill him.
Drinking alcohol?
Very, very sad.
And eating food.
Yes. Thank you, fellas. Yes, thank and we you, will Chad. See you great. A month from last Friday. So yes. Write that down, Beth Ann, on the calendar.
We'll probably see him before then.
Maybe.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Like in the halls?
No, we jump in on each other's shows,
sure.
And that's really the way it's going to be forever, so people get used to it. I hope you like that kind of thing. Everything I'm reading, everybody seems to like it.
All right. Drab's gay.
There he goes with his mohawk.
And he's out.
I like that. We had a very, very fun time.
Chad
did. We did. So everybody was cool. Everybody was fine with
it. Yeah,
it
was
You got outside of management. No one was offended. There was nobody here that I offended or anything like
fires.
That. The listeners seem to like the show, hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, and that's cool. All right?
It was good.
Is
good.
It fine?
I have to talk about the Orioles game that I went to yesterday with my beloved family.
Yes. I know you love the Orioles.
I would like to talk about the movie Iron Man that I went to see. Not because it's a relevant movie. It's been out for a few weeks now. It's not relevant, but I went to that movie with my daughters. Fell asleep 8 times.
Wow.
Is
the movie that long?
I don't remember.
When did you take them?
Just
Saturday
one show.
Saturday.
You were tired.
Saturday.
Residual effect.
Yeah. I don't know whether that was it as much as just the action adventure movies.
Not your genre.
Excuse me. Put me to sleep.
How'd that taste?
Was a residual effect.
CGI movies. You're not fond of.
Excuse me. My God.
Did that taste like lunch or something?
I can't feel my left arm. did I mention who we're having on the show today?
Not exactly.
You have not yet.
All right. Today we are going to have a gentleman. This will be a semi-serious discussion. Excuse me, anti-political people. That is part of the show. These are issues that concern us. We are going to keep it as light as possible. But there's certain things we talk about on this show that everybody cares about. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. This guy's name is Dr. Robert Zubrin. Dr. Robert Zubrin.
He's great.
Is author of Energy Victory. It is called Winning the War on Terror by Breaking Free of Oil.
How do we do
and,
that?
And, you know, I think everybody, when you're sitting there, and the worst of all, when you have an SUV and you get to that $75 mark,
it shuts off.
Yeah.
You know, okay, this is what kills me about this. They have their old standard of the $75. It used to be $50.
Right.
Remember? Then the pump would shut off. Then people bitched about it. Now it's $75. So they're saying, you know, come here and fill your car up with $70. Give us $75 of your hard-earned money.
Uh-huh.
But when it gets to that, we really don't trust you for $100.
You're on your own.
You're kind of screwed after that. Oh, unless, of course, you take that out of the tank and then swipe your credit card again and put in another $20. Then it'll be fine with
us. I love it because it gives you more chances to go to the gas station. And, I mean, it's a great place. They've got TV at them now. You know?
I have a question. You've got a huge SUV.
Yes, I do. A huge SUV.
Do you pull out the hose and re-swipe? Sounds like bathroom, doesn't it?
You know what?
Talking about going to the bathroom.
I don't let it get much below a half tank now.
Okay.
And that's the way to do it.
Yeah. I'm just curious whether most people, when they're on bone dry,
and a lot of people are now,
would actually take the hose out or just say, F it.
Your hose out.
And fill, you know, put $75 worth of gas on and just continue on their way.
By the way,
I've done it two ways. I've done it both ways.
Not that it makes a huge amount of difference, but I understand that limit is set not by the gasoline companies,
but
by the credit card companies. Now, I suppose.
For abuse, so you can't abuse the credit
card. I would think
card,
the
right?
oil companies could tell the credit card companies to raise the limit, but that's not the case.
So when the credit cards are, pursuing their policy of predatory lending practices,
yes.
trying to get people that can't afford credit cards,
28%,
they have time to screw
kind of
the people at the pump in conjunction with the oil companies who are screwing people based on the price per barrel that's raising the prices each and every
day.
There's
always time to screw people.
Well, this guy, Dr. Robert Zubrin, is a bit of an egghead, this man. Thank you for applauding, Rob, and he'll be talking about how we do it. It's easier than you think, and he's got kind of a radical approach to it, and we'll talk to him a little bit.
Hmm.
Also, I don't know if anybody got a chance to see CNN. Was it last week this guy was on CNN?
Yes, it was on Friday.
This guy's name is Stan Romanek, and Stan is experiencing his moment. I'm not sure, Rob.
Could be.
Is experiencing his moment of fame as the man who took the picture of the alien peeping inside his home.
Right.
All right. Now,
we mentioned this last time.
The only reason we booked this guy.
So he's looking in the house?
The only reason we booked this guy is because Larry King did a whole big segment on it. It was really, really exciting.
I'll bet.
When he saw wonderful. Larry, did he scream, "That's him"?
That's him. It's the alien. Watch out. And it's Monday Joe, and I'm watching Joe take the calls right now. There you go. Thank you, Joe. Let's go to Debbie in Reno. Debbie, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. What can we do for you?
Hello. I just wanted to let you know that, yes, I pulled it out and re-swiped twice.
Twice? Now, why do you have to do it twice?
$190.
What did you have, a jet?
To fill it? $4.83 a gallon for diesel.
Oh, diesel. My God.
What is it, a Winnebago? Mm-hmm.
No, it's an Excursion.
Oh, my God. How many gallons in the tank?
I think it's a 45-gallon tank.
That makes sense. Wow. Yeah.
God, you scared me for a second.
Yeah, diesel pushing $5 a gallon.
Yeah, 45 gallons.
And I had gone on a trip, so I did run it almost dry.
All right,
whatever. Because it was more expensive on the road.
Right.
Reno, incidentally, you should know, Debbie, that Beth Ann asked me last week for a list of travel cities, and Reno was on the list.
Yeah.
We might very well be coming out to Reno next year.
And we're all going to rent diesel-powered vehicles.
Will you come and see us?
I would be your bus for you. I'd be your taxi.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, we're looking forward to that. There are lots of different places.
Psycho.
Incidentally, I was thinking about that one we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Going for that reason.
Right.
No.
I would... That would mean I would have to be the diva, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. You know, Buzz doesn't drink that much.
That's right.
But we look forward to coming out there. Let's go to Kevin in Blowdy. Kevin in Blowdy, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Kevin?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you. Hey, I have a 3/4-ton Suburban. It holds 40 gallons. I filled up last night. It was $142.50. And no, I don't double swipe. I happen to belong to one of the major card holders, so they let me fill. You know, nice of them.
So it is the credit card companies. They're the credit card companies that let you do it, and it sucks.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to drop names. I get a Chevron.
That's all right. No problem. So you got to...
On a Chevron card, I can fill up to $300 at once.
Okay, so if the credit card company is preventing you at $75 to go beyond $75 unless you re-swipe, is that so you can't, like, abuse the card if it's stolen? And if that's the case, it's pretty easy to abuse it just by swiping it twice.
Right.
So what's
exactly
the point?
Well, I filled up my boat last week when I went fishing, and I had to fill the car, and it was almost $300.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can't even take your kids out for a day without taking it in the shorts.
Thanks for the call, Kevin, and good luck.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to ask this guy when we get him on the
horn. It's really tough on poor people that own boats.
Very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know
it?
What? I think, you know, if you save your bucks and you're a 50-year-old guy and you get yourself a little bass boat, that's not that big a deal.
And you're not counting on it when you buy it, the gas costs $1.50 again.
Right. That's how they get you.
Now, this guy, apparently, Dr. Zubrin says he's got a strategy that will knock it down to $50 a barrel.
I can't wait to hear it.
I remember when $50 a barrel, we were all going, oh, my God.
It's not going to happen, but I want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. Right. So we'll have him on the show. Also, in honor of Password, and we'll talk about Password when we come back from the break.
Thank you.
With Regis Philbin, excuse me, Suckword.
Suckword.
Yeah, they've taken another classic game and just
Password.
Turned
it
into
it.
Bright, shiny lights and crap.
Good as it's ever been.
I know.
Oh, my God. No way.
It.
I cannot believe you as a traditionalist when it comes to Alan Ludden and that wonderful, super cool LA-style game he had.
And let's put bright lights.
All I know
and
is
program the puppet Regis, who's ready.
You can
really a little too
you
old.
You can turn the color down on your TV.
I don't want to. I saw enough to make an opinion on it.
You do?
Okay. I did, yeah.
Okay, very good. We'll talk about Password and, we're going to do a variety of that. The Junkies on their show this morning here in Washington did a Password game. We're going to do a modified version. Because
something different.
As much as I hated that incarnation of it, it got me thinking about Password and how much I do love
it's
that game.
Good game.
We'll do a little variation on that as we play another game today on the Mike O'Mara Show. You can get on the line to get on the air at 877-365-3636. We'll have our very first buzz of the afternoon right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.